The World This Week, Business.
The rout in government bond markets deepened as investors bet that interest rates would stay higher for longer. The yield on America's 10-year Treasury bond neared 4.9%, the highest since 2007. In Europe, the yield on Germany's benchmark 10-year debt rose above 3% for the first time since 2011. With markets speculating that the Bank of Japan will soon raise rates, Japanese bond yields were at their highest point in a decade, pushing the central bank to make unscheduled purchases of government debt in order to maintain its policy of controlling yields. The finance ministry refused to say whether it had intervened in currency markets after the yen reached 150 to the dollar. The sell-off spread to stock markets, causing the Dow Jones Industrial Average to turn negative for the year. The S&P 500 fell by 5% in September, and the Nasdaq Composite by 6%, the worst month for both indices so far in 2023. The Russian ruble slid below the symbolic mark of 100 to the dollar. A Kremlin spokesman said there was no cause for concern. Officials have been putting pressure on the central bank to lift interest rates to halt the decline. The bank made an emergency increase in August and raised its main rate again last month to 13%. One reason for the ruble's depreciation is business people pulling their money from Russia, which has sparked a debate about reintroducing the type of currency controls that were brought in at the start of Russia's war on Ukraine. The Eurozone's annual inflation rate fell sharply in September to 4.3%, the lowest level in almost 2 years. The core rate, which excluded food and energy, dropped to 4.5%. The mood music from the European Central Bank is that it will keep its interest rates at the current high levels so that inflation drops to 2% by 2025. A rise in the cost of oil pushed Turkey's inflation rate to 61.5% in September. The central bank has raised interest rates to 30% to try to tame prices. Sam Bankman-Fried went on trial in a court in Manhattan over the collapse of FTX, the world's third biggest cryptocurrency exchange, before its bankruptcy. Mr. Bankman-Fried is accused of defrauding investors and customers in the company he founded and of money laundering. He has pleaded not guilty. The trial of the former high roller, who was once courted by politicians because of his generous funding for projects related to effective altruism, is expected to last 6 weeks.